Big Delta resident Tom Gorman says a small dam he built earlier this year to protect his home from the meandering Tanana River held steady over the past couple of weeks as the rain-swollen river rose to near flood level. But as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, Gorman now hopes the river falls quickly enough to allow him to finish work on the dam before snow flies.
Tom Gorman stands at the edge of a 20-foot-wide slough off the Tanana River that runs along the foot of a ridge on which he built his house about 7 years ago and says this is not how it looked back then.
Last year, it was dry.
Gorman says a couple dozen trees used to grow in and around the area, which served as a sort of buffer between his big three-story house and the Tanana River some 45 feet away, until January, when an ice dam on the Tanana diverted a torrent of water into the area that tore out the trees and gouged into the riverbank, threatening to undercut the ridge where his house sits.
And that just came in and just took them out one at a time. Pow. 2 hours later, another one. Bam. It just got behind them. The erosion behind him and just ripped him up.
That was near the beginning of an ordeal that lasted for several weeks as Gorman and a small army of friends, neighbors, contractors, and others tried to bust up the pile of thick ice slabs. They attempted to melt it with a de-icing solution. They tried to bust it up with a 5,000-pound weight dropped from a helicopter. They even detonated explosives to blast it open, but nothing worked.
Not on 3-4 foot ice, you know, and that's what you had over here, all the way across.
Gorman says state and federal officials for the most part supported his efforts to save the house. He says he didn't get any help from his homeowner's insurance company, but he got lots from dozens of volunteers from all around the area.
The communities helped me out, and they really pulled together.
Gorman, a retiree from Texas, says the cost of trying to break the ice jam further strained his finances, which he'd already deeply tapped to buy the land and in 2009 build a home for his family, which includes his wife and elderly mom, disabled son, and daughter with kids. Gorman says he's been asked many times, why did he build his dream house so close to the river?
We were safe. We were really safe when we built this house.
He says he followed advice on where to build given by his contractor and two neighbors, both of whom lived along that stretch of the river for more than 40 years. But the ice jam backup surprised everyone, he says, as he showed photos of river water tearing through the slough in frantic efforts to slow its destruction.
It came around this way, and it started cutting in here. Cut in here, and it fell down. Mm-hmm. Cut, and it's headed right toward the house.
Gorman says when the ice jam finally gave way, he and his crew had a chance to bring in equipment to shore up 150 feet of riverbank with big rocks and to build an 8-foot-tall dam across the slough.
What this dam did here was to really stop the current. Once the current was stopped, then I could get in here and do something.
Gorman says when the river rose a couple of weeks ago, he saw the dam built of interlocking concrete barriers wasn't quite high enough. So he laid a course of sandbags on top of it to slow the flow to a trickle.
It's holding, but it's not done. It has to be completed.
But Gorman says he can't bring equipment back in until the river drops and the area dries out.
The water has got to go down because what happens is you put the equipment down there and if it's so soft, it's going to push the dam away.
Gorman says that may not happen before the first snow flies 2 or 3 months from now. He says he'd prefer to do the work before winter sets in, but if he runs out of time, he'll pay the extra cost of doing the work in the winter in order to save his home. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.